KINY presents Gold Medal Basketball. Listen live, stream at KINYradio.com, and download the Gold Medal Basketball Podcast. The Gold Medal Play-by-Play Booth is powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Along to Metlakatla. Metlakatla will head right to Lapton with the first handling. It'll be Cliff Guthrie. Clifton Guthrie wearing number 14. Bounce pass on the baseline left side. He's going to jump it up from 12. That's up in and good. Then we go the other direction as Cook one will come down. They trail behind Metlakatla in the first minute. Jesse McGraw with a fake shot from the right. Won't go. Stolen away. McGraw's lost it over to Guthrie, who just scored that two. Now Guthrie, a long NBA three from the right side. No good. Cleared off by Kluckwan, and they'll bring it down. And a long three from the right side for Kluckwan. That went up by Michael Ganey. Ganey's shot misses. Back we go the other direction, 2-0. Metlakatla over Kluckwan. Down on the Metlakatla side, shot up, no good. Cleared off by Jesse McGraw. McGraw will go to Jacob Hotch. Hotch loses it away. As Metlakatla has the possession, they go back the other direction. So three turnovers by Kluckwan. Very unusual for that to happen this early in the game. Brian Hayward, far corner for Metlakatla. He'll work in, a little bouncing back and forth as Jake Scudero puts one up. And that's going to be good. And so now it'll be a 4-0 lead as we go the other direction. And over the far side, Jacob Hotch. Hotch will drive the baseline, little fake up in and can't shoot. Double team, back out. Long three, left side, that one misses. So Cluck one. Daniel Strickler missed the three-pointer. And we come the other way to Metlakatla. Top of the key now as Chris Booth will handle the ball for the first time. And they try and pass inside. Steal, a turnover by Metlakatla. Cluck one will come down, and it'll be Hotch on the right side. Bounce pass on the give and go across the lane. That one goes over to 23, Michael Ganey. Ganey was the high point man in their game yesterday. This works it outside. Now back to Hotch, top of the key. Long three, left side, that one by 23, Michael Ganey, who had a lot of threes yesterday. That one missed. He'll get the range. 4-0. Metlakatla has the lead, has the ball. We're early in the first quarter of this game. They'll come down, and it'll be Apollo Martin on the left side to handle the ball. Bring it back out now as he goes to Clifton Guthrie. Guthrie on the right side, back over to Brian Hayward. Now we work down in the right-hand corner for Metlakatla. And the ball's kicked out of bounds by Kluckwan, so Metlakatla will bring it in underneath their own bucket. It'll be Hayward to throw it in. Inbounds pass goes into Chris Booth. Booth works it in and gets slapped back right back to him, and he's going to drive the lane a reverse lane. Oh, and he gets that one jammed. A nice block by number 13 for Kluckwan. And I don't have a 13 on my roster. I'll figure out who that is here in a minute. And this happens a lot because some of these guys don't show up for games, because they got to travel. Anyway, we'll get it sorted. Back we go in action as Metlakatla has the four-point lead. Slow start for these guys. They're both very good teams with good ball players. And Met throws it away over on the far side, so it'll be Cluck one ball in backcourt. And throw it in for the guys in maroon will be Daniel Strickler. Strickler inbound pass as he goes into Michael Ganey. Ganey's going to come down top of the key. Now he passes off. He goes right, and the long three goes into the hands of Jacob Hotch, who will put it up, and that one's good. Now we have a one-point ball game. It's 4-3. Kluckwan makes her first score of the game with a three-pointer. Back we go the other direction. Jay Scudero dribbles it down very slowly on the right side across the timeline, but over to Hayward. Now a long three left side. That one put up by Apollo Marsden, and Marsden's shot misses. Jacob Hotch gets the rebound. Oh, and he trips up. Loses the ball, but he dribbles it on his knees and then gets right back up and doesn't travel with it. Nice move by Jacob. Good recovery. Back we go for Kluckwan. Oh, and another three by Hotch, and he's got two of them. And now it's a 6-4 first point lead change as Kluckwan is out in front by 6-4, and it'll go the other way to Metlakatla. And now Kluckwan steals the ball at Ganey. He's going to go coast to coast, and he's going to be fouled. So Ganey will go to the free throw line. So you either let him shoot and have the guaranteed two, or you foul him and hope he misses at the free throw line, and that's exactly what's going to happen. And that foul will go against Kluckwan. They put up number 14, which I also don't have. I know when I went down, there was a bunch of number changes on the roster. So anyway, Michael Ganey gets the first free throw. Sets for the second. It's up. And it misses. So he's 1-for-2, and it's a 7-4 three-point lead. And actually, that foul is against Guthrie. Clifton Guthrie picks up the fouls. We go down Metlakatla way. They started out with the early lead, and then Kluckwan came on with a pair of threes by Jacob Hotch. Now we go a long three. Top of the key, nothing but net. What a beautiful shot by Clifton Guthrie, who now has five. And we're all tied up at seven. So our first tie of the ball game, as well as our first lead change a minute ago, as Jesse McGraw will shoot a long three. His shot misses for Kluckwan. Now we'll go back the other direction. And it'll be Chris Booth to take it down. Oh, he's going to drive the lane from the right side. Up in and good. Nice move by Booth as he gets his first two. Back we go the other direction. Now it's Jacob Hotch to set it up for Kluckwan. They'll work it down in the right corner. Then back to top of the key to Jesse McGrath. And Jesse's three-point shot just hangs on the front of the rim. It had the wrong spin on it. Drops away, and it'll be Metlakatla to take down the rebound. They are up by a score of 9-7, two-point spread. Back we go as they pass it down underneath. A little fadeaway jumper. That one by Apollo Mars, and it will be fouled. So Kluckwan would usually have Andrew Frisky on board with him, but Andrew, the dorm manager and AD for Mount Edgecombe, is up in Anchorage as the Mount Edgecombe boys and girls both winning their games yesterday. And he's got two kids playing on the team as well. From the free throw line, shot up by Marsden. The first one's good. So now it's a 10-7 three-point lead. That foul went against number 23, Michael Ganey, for Kluckwan, which gives Marsden the opportunity to shoot another free throw and make the spread by four. Up in, and that's exactly what he does. He gets a pair of free throws for two there. So 11-4 now. As Metlakatla has the lead, Kluckwan has the ball. They'll bring it down. Ganey's going to drive right down to the baseline. Quick giveaway as he gives it off to number 32, Cody Hotch, in the ball game now for Kluckwan. Cody tries a little fadeaway jumper right side. That one won't go. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Came off of Metlakatla, so Kluckwan will bring it in. Back to Hotch. Right side baseline. Shots up. And good. Give that to Ganey. Two now, and it's 11-9. A two-point lead for Metlakatla as it's cut from four. Back week. Oh, and a steal by Kluckwan. Long throw all alone. Lay it in. Nice move, Michael Ganey. He gets another two. So now it's tied at 11, our second tie of the ball game. The lucky number, 7-11. Long three on the right side for Paulo Martin. Shots misses. Metlakatla. Now back outside, top of the key. Martin gives to Hayward. Back over to Booth. Booth on the right side. Gives out top of the key. Coming out from underneath Guthrie. Guthrie will try another three. He has a three and a two, but that one misses. So we stay tied at 11 as we go the other direction. Kluckwan will see what they can work out down here. And a shot up, and that misses. Turnover to number five. Chris Booth for Metlakatla. Boys in black. He'll set it up and takes it down. Works down into the right corner. Being defended over there. He'll come back out. Gives it back to Jace Scudero. Scudero turn around in the lane. Shots up. Misses. And rebound cleared off by Jacob Hotch. Hotch will come down. Pass underneath on the right side. A little no-look pass. Shot misses on the layup, but picking it up to convert and get in the book is Cody Hotch, who gets his first two. So now it's 13-11, and that's our second lead change of the ball game. Back we go the other way, and with the ball is number 14, Clifton Guthrie for Metlakatla. Guthrie holds up, left side high post, now passes all the way across. Now they work it down on the baseline. Putting it up from 8 feet is Paulo Marsden. His shot misses. Rebound kicked away and back out to number 14, Clifton Guthrie. Guthrie puts it up, and that's in, and now it's a 14-13 Metlakatla two-point lead. Back we go the other direction, and it will be Ganey. Ganey on the near side for Kluckwan. Gives it off to Cody Hotch. Hotch shot misses. Back we go now as Metlakatla got the turnover. Chris Booth with the ball, drives the lane. Oh, and he gets a nice block by Jacob Hotch, and he gives Hotch a five. Nice little high five as Hotch made a nice clean stop. Now we've got substitution as we got 0, 50, and 40 coming in, and that will be Daniel Strickler and Kent Larson and Stuart DeWitt back in for Kluckwan. Back we go as a shot up and missed by Metlakatla. Metlakatla leading 14-13. Long free from the right side. That went up by Sid Brindable in, number 10 now, his first time on the hardwood. Back we go, Kluckwan way, long free from the far corner, and that is missed by Stuart DeWitt. Stuart takes his first three-point attempt. No good. Rebound cleared out and brought out to the right side. Now they go to Daniel Strickler. He'll try a three from the right, and that one won't go. So we stay at 14-13. Metlakatla gets the ball back to hang on to that one-point lead. They'll come down and setting up the play on the far side, Brindable. Brindable off over to Marsden. Marsden trying to pass inside. That was intended for Booth. And we have a whistle and a foul, and that'll bring up another free throw attempt for Metlakatla, and that's foul number one on 22, who's one of the guys I don't have on the Kluckwan roster. At the line for Metlakatla, 14, Clifton Guthrie puts up a free throw. He's now got 8 points. It's 15-13. They're back with a two-point lead. And coming in the game for Metlakatla, number 20, John Marsden. Next shot up from the charity stripe by Clifton Guthrie misses, so he's 1-for-2. And rebound cleared off underneath by Hayward. Shots up, no good. Gets his own rebound, and Brian now will finally get in the scorebook. And it's 17-13, four-point lead as we're under a minute. And it's stolen right back by Metlakatla. Layup right side. Shot misses. Whistle foul is double-teamed for Metlakatla. Is Clifton Guthrie, and Guthrie will go back to the line again. He's 1-for-2 there after his first trip at 17-13. His team is up by 4. Guthrie will set for his next free throw. He is set, and he rattles it around and drops it through, and he's now 2-for-3. And that gives him 9 points, and it makes it a 5-point lead for Metlakatla. Next shot's up. He's got 10. And they've got a six-point lead as we go Kluckwan direction down to 40 seconds here in the first quarter. Stuart DeWitt with the ball for Kluckwan. He'll move it into Kent Larson in the game, and they bounce pass it away on the far side and goes up into the bleachers, not where it belonged. Turnover, Metlakatla with the lead, has the ball coming back. 19-13, they're up by 6. Bringing it across the timeline is Chris Booth. Booth will drive down, bounce pass in the right corner, long three up, nothing but net from the far side. Beautiful shot for Metlakatla. Makes it a 21-13 lead as we're down to like 15 seconds. And that three-pointer goes over to Clifton Guthrie, and that's his second three. He's got two twos as well, and he's got three from the line, so he's a high-point man in the game. As we go back Kluckwan direction, long three from the left side for Kluckwan. Cody Hotch's shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Metlakatla with a 21-13 lead, up by 8. Back we go, and it's going to be Guthrie to set up the play. He gets double-teamed at midcourt. Buddy takes a three-point shot right at the buzzer. That one misses, almost there. So our score at the end of the first quarter play, 21 for Metlakatla, 13 for Kluckwan. We'll take a 60-second timeout and come back for quarter number two.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Juno Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juno Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right. Welcome back, folks. All right. And now I've got our missing players. So Tyler Healy is number 13 for Cluck One, and number 22 is Brian Combs. 21-15 now as Cluck One gets two to start off the second quarter. And we go the other way for Metlakatla as they miss the shot. Back will go Cluck One. Little underhand layup on the right side. That one missed. That was by number 32, Cody Hotch. Cluck One turns it over to Metlakatla. Metlakatla will come across the timeline. Work it down on the left side to Clifton Guthrie, the high point man of the ball game. He's been really hot for Metlakatla here in the first quarter, and then there's a nice three. Another one on the far side. That goes over to number 13, Apollo Marsden, who gets his first three of the ball game and the first score for Metlakatla in the second half. Long attempt over, but not shot by Cluck One on the left side. Now they'll move it back over there, and Stuart DeWitt will put up a three. That shot will miss. 24-15, nine-point lead by Metlakatla. Now they come down, and they'll set it up as Guthrie brings it over to the near side. Works it down underneath, inside to Jay Scudero. Scudero can't shoot, so they bring it back out. Then they go right back into Scudero. He fakes a pass to the right, then turns around in the lane, won't shoot, comes back out, long three, left side, rims around, won't go. Missed by Clifton Guthrie. Cleared off by Daniel Strickler for Cluck One. Strickler's going to go all the way down, lays it up left side, coast to coast, and Strickler gets his first score of the game. So, might have been a foul. Yep, he's going to be fouled. So 24-17 is now the score, 7-point lead, and Cluck One has a chance for a 3-point play here as Strickler was fouled, and that foul goes against Sid Brindable. Brindable picked up his first, and Strickler did not score in the first quarter. He just picked up a two, puts up a free throw, and makes it a 3-point play just like that, and it's 24-18 as Cluck One is back within six. Metlakatla with the lead will bring the ball down, going right to left here in the second quarter of this third game of the day. Ooh, nice play underneath as they really work it in. Jay Scudero's a big guy, and if you can get it into him inside, it's going to be hard for anybody unless they've really got the height advantage to block him, because you're not going to push him out of the way. Cluck One goes the other direction, and they're going to pass it over in the corner. Bad pass will turn it over. And so with a 26-18 lead, Metlakatla brings it back down. They'll go down on the far side. Hook pass inside to Scudero, and he does exactly what I just said. He's got traffic on both sides. He just pushes his way around. This time they knock him down, however, and he's slow getting up. And they go the other direction. No whistle, no foul. He missed the shot. and the shot on the other end was missed by Klukwan. Now they go back, and Scudero is still, he was still down at the other end. It took him forever to get up, and he just stood there and waited. So they throw it all the way down to him, and he nails a three, and he's now got 7 points. That was actually a funny series of events in favor of Metlakatla. As Klukwan comes down, they throw it away again. So Klukwan's going to have to get themselves sorted and a little bit unraveled here in this first half of play, in the second quarter especially, when they trail now 29-18, down by 11 points. Back we go the other direction, and Metlakatla puts one up, misses, but that's going to change as Apollo Martin will get the rebound, and he puts it up for his 7th point. It's 31-18. Now they spread the lead, and we're going to have a break in the action. And we got a timeout on the floor. We'll take 30 seconds here. It's 31-18. Metlakatla over Klukwan. Actually, they just said it's a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always...
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know how!
Now, back to more play-by-play action, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right, welcome back as we are back in action, and inbounds pass went in, Klukwan, and they get knocked away, and ball away. Oh, shot up. No, it won't go, and Tyler Healy gets fouled. That's going to be foul number two on Apollo Marsden. Healy goes to the free throw line. First shot up and good. Now he pushes off second one off the back of the rim, and Tyler's shot will miss. So he's one for two, and it's 31-19. Oh, and we come back, and Healy got the turnover, and he puts up a three-pointer just like that. He's got four, and it's 31-22 as Klukwan comes back within nine. Now we go to Metlakatla direction, where they have the lead, they have the ball, and setting up the play will be Clifton Guthrie. Guthrie in the corner. Then he runs down the lane. He gets the inbounds pass. Turns around. Fadeaway jumper right side. 12-foot. Won't go. Jesse McGraw gets a rebound. Comes down to Jacob Hotch. Hotch across the timeline. Back to McGraw.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Hey there, movers and shakers. At Kootsnawu Inc., we're not just managing assets, we're creating legacies. Our mission? To weave economic benefits with cultural pride. All while having a laugh along the way. This year at Kootsnawu, we want to show our support for the players during gold medal. Play hard, laugh hard, and have fun, everyone. Kootsnawu Inc. We're all about the fun while promoting economic benefits and cultural pride. Good luck to all the players.
My fellow Alaskans, there's nothing better than an epic Subway Series footlong sub, except when you add a new footlong sidekick, like the new Cinnabon footlong churro, covered in cinnamon sugar deliciousness, or the footlong Annie Ann's pretzel, salted and baked to perfection with a honey mustard shot. And let's not forget the gooey Subway footlong chocolate chip cookie, the perfect end to any meal. Order one with your favorite Subway Series sub today and decide for yourself, what's your favorite sidekick?
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Back to Klukwan. As they move it down, they go to Jesse McGraw down in the right-hand corner. He tries a three-pointer up way short. 22-31, Metlakatla up by 9 points now. Here is we're down to the four-minute mark of the first half of play. This is C competition with loser out. First four today are loser outs. Second four going to semifinals tomorrow night. Long three. Oh, my goodness. What a nice shot. Beauty over on the far side for Metlakatla by Sid Brindable. He came in last couple minutes of the first quarter, and now he picks up his first score of the book and makes it a 34-22 12-point lead. Coming back to answer just like that, Stuart DeWitt says, take that. If you can shoot three, so can I. And he does for Kluckwan. 34-25. Cuts the lead to nine. We got a 60-second timeout called on the floor. We'll take a break in the action. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Metlakatla 34, Kluckwan 25.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Attention thrill seekers, it's time to give your ride the attention it deserves. A spring checkup for your two-wheeled companion. When was the last time you treated your bike to some TLC? Yeah, it's overdue. Bring your bike to Cycle Alaska today and they'll assess all your needs. Then their team will perform their magic, getting your bike in and out like a superhero in a flash. And ready for spring riding. At Cycle Alaska, they get it. Adventure and bikes are a match made in heaven. Let your wheels transport you to places you've only dreamt of. Where's your bike taking you next? The thrill awaits.
Affordable Auto and Tire has proudly served Southeast since 2001. Evelyn, Jack, and staff welcome everyone to the 75th Gold Medal Celebration. In honor of this amazing tradition, they are offering a free brake and tire inspection during Gold Medal Week. Affordable Auto and Tire offers a great selection of Bridgestone, Firestone tires in commercial, as well as passenger and truck tires in stock. Affordable can ship to you. Affordable Auto and Tire, your Bridgestone, Firestone authorized dealer located at 8825 Mallard Street. Call 790-9332 to make your appointment.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, back in action now, Metlakatla. Scudero has the ball. He'll work in the lane. Now back out as he gives off to Hayward. Hayward's going to drive right back in and tries to push over the top of Healy. And his shot misses, but they put it back up, and it's in and good for two. So two more for Metlakatla, 36-25. They're back with the 11-point lead, and then we come the other way, and Jesse McGraw will get two. So they answer back-to-back just like that, but they got a big gap to close, Kluckwan does. They trail 36-27, down by nine. Now we go the other way as Kluckwan will give off to number 14, and a fadeaway jumper on the left-hand baseline by Guthrie. His shot misses. Jesse McGraw gets the rebound. He's going to go coast-to-coast on a quick handoff down there, and that's Ganey. Ganey picks up two. He's now got 7 points. So it's 36-29. Lead cut to seven. Come back now, and it'll be Chris Booth on the right-hand dribble across the timeline for Metlakatla. He goes to Hayward. Hayward, left side of the lane. Got Healy there to block him. Can't get around it. They'll go to Hayward over in the far corner as he moved down. Now we go back to 15, Jay Scudero. Back over now, John Marsden in the game. Oh, long three, right side. That one is nothing but net. 39-29, back with a 10-point lead as Scudero picks up another three. He's got two threes and two twos. Back will answer from Stuart DeWitt on the right side. Last time he came over, he did that, a back-to-back three. This one misses, however. So the score remains a 10-point lead for Metlakatla as they come down. And bringing it down will be Scudero. He comes out on the left side. He's usually working underneath. Setting it out, passes into Hayward. Hayward, back out, right-hand high post. All alone, wide open, Chris Booth. He says, I'll nail it, and he does. 42-29. 13-point lead now, biggest of the game. Mack, we come in. A three-pointer attempt from Stuart DeWitt on the right side for Kluckwan. That one misses. Things slow down now as Metlakatla will bring it down with their 13-point lead. We're down below 2 minutes in the first half of play. They come around and go to Clifton Guthrie on the left side. Back out to Scudero. Long, long three. Ooh, rimmed around, won't go. In and out about halfway. He comes up the right side, gets a rebound, passes inside. They go back out to Hayward. Over in the corner, Scudero. Now back on the near side. Bounce pass inside. That one was intended for Booth. Booth back out, top of the key. Three-point put up. That one by Clifton Guthrie. Guthrie's shot misses. And looks like a foul against Kluckwan. That's going to go against, I'm not sure who it's against at the moment. Do we have a timeout on the floor? Yep, we do. We'll take a quick 30-second break. 42-29, Metlakatla, back in half a minute.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Gold medal is back. See, Alaska is excited to welcome the Juneau Lions Club Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. See, Alaska wishes the players and teams the best of luck this week and hope that everyone enjoys the games. See, Alaska's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. See, Alaska is a proud sponsor of Gold Medal.
Now, back to Gold Medal Basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Tyree with the ball for Kluckwan. He'll go over to Jacob Hotch, left hand side. Hotch with a bounce pass as he comes in back to Healy. Now to DeWitt. DeWitt puts up a three-pointer left side, but Hayward gets a finger on it. It falls way short. And Scudero gets a rebound for Metlakatla. 42-29, they lead. Back we go the other direction. In the game is Brian Combs now, number 22 for Kluckwan. And ball down is turned over by Metlakatla, and a fast half-court pass goes down to number 32, and Cody Hotch gets his fourth point of the first half of play. It's 42-31, 11-point lead now by Metlakatla. And we go down the other way, and we're going to have Tyler Healy ties up the Metlakatla ball handler over in the far corner, or does he get a whistle and a foul? That was between Healy and Clifton Guthrie. Yep, so it'll be a jump ball. Alternate possession gives it over to Metlakatla under their own bucket. 16 seconds left to play here in the first half of play. Long three by Scudero misses everything, but over in the corner to receive the missed shot is Kluckwan, and they'll outlet it immediately to Jacob Hotch. He comes up, gets in the lane, puts it up from eight for three, a two-point attempt. Misses, gets his own rebound, puts it, he misses too. Not happy about that. And there's the buzzer. That ends our first half of play. So Metlakatla hangs on to the lead. The final score here in the first half of play, 42-31. They led at the first quarter, 21-13. I'm going to take a 90-second break, and we'll come back with a halftime report right after these messages.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
When I turn on the key, I just want it to start up and run.
North Star Auto understands and is now open to make sure that your vehicle, motorcycle, and four-wheeler are in tip-top running condition. From electrical diagnostics, fluid changes, to transmission services, suspension repair, and engine repairs and replacement. North Star is a full-service repair shop, and they work on any make and model. Professional, courteous, and always a fair price. Now open in the old Foreign Auto Building on Mall Road.
North Star Auto Care. To get it running again, call 209-5910.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenient convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Juneau Auto Mall. 8 brands, 6 dealerships, and 1 goal. Deliver a 21st century car buying experience. New or used, browse a boatload of inventory in person or online at JunoAuto.com. Plus, schedule test drives, book appointments, and get pre-approved even before walking through our doors. Work with our team of professionals trained to help you find the right ride for your next adventure. At Juneau Auto Mall, we know cars and we care about you. Swing by or give us a call today.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
All right, welcome back to the George Houston Gym, and good news for 3A basketball fans from Sitka. The Lady Wolves lost big yesterday, but they came back today, and they won their game today in the loser's bracket, so they'll continue going. And the Lady Wolves from Sitka High School, final score today, 60-32. So there's a little high school action brought your way. We'll continue to bring you more as we get updates. Individual scoring for Metlakatla. This one, as they lead 42-31 at halftime. Brian Hayward has 4 points in the game. Chris Booth has five. 3 points go to Sid Brindable. 7 points to Paula Marsden. 13 to the lead scorer, Clifton Guthrie, and 10 to Jace Scudero. And that's the 42 points for Metlakatla. Clock one has 3 points for Daniel Strickler. 6 points go to Jacob Hotch on a pair of twos. A 3 point to Stuart DeWitt. 2 points to Jesse McGraw. 7 to Michael Ganey. 4 points for Cody Hotch. 2 points to Kent Larson. And 4 points to Tyler Healy. And that is it. Our first quarter score was in favor of Clock 1, 21-13. Halftime score, 42-31. We'll take a break and be back in a minute and a half with the third quarter action. You're listening to Gold Medal Basketball over KINY live from the George Houston Gym at Juno Douglas High School.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Hi, it's Melissa with Glacier Gardens. To celebrate the birthday of my mom, Cindy, and her love for this community, we're starting Cindy's Spring Special early. Now through April 15th, buy a gift card at $25 or more and get 10% extra on us. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 9148 James Boulevard. Call us at 907-789-5166. From the grower to your garden, happy almost spring from Glacier Gardens.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
And a thanks to Juno Auto Mall, Carl's Auto Marine, North Star Auto Service, Napa Glacier Auto Parts, Sea Alaska, Subway, Kootsnawu, Duck Creek Market, Western Auto, Mason Jar, Glacier Gardens, Affordable Auto Repair and Tires, and Cycle Alaska, and of course Alaska Airlines Club 49 as they all team up together in basketball tournament action to bring you the play-by-play over KINY. I'm Mike Clasby, and now we're back in action for the second half of Loser Out C competition, Cluck 1 and Metlakatla. Metlakatla with a 42-31 lead. We switch directions, and Met will go left to right, and the first shot taken will be Byron Hayward, who misses for Metlakatla from three-point land on the right side. Back will go the other way, and there Cluck 1's going to give it off immediately to Tyler Healy. Healy's going to get his 6 point. Now it's 42-33, and Cluck 1's back within nine. I would not count Cluck 1 out of this one. I promise you that, folks. These boys can be explosive. We've got Daniel Strickler, Jacob Hotch, Daniel Clonat, Stuart DeWitt, Jesse McGraw, Michael Ganey, Cody Hotch, Kent Larson, Brian Combs, Tyler Healy, and wherever they, all of those guys, if they were all on the floor, they still missed the bucket. Back we go the other way as they turn it over to Metlakatla. And Metlakatla comes down. Hayward puts up a shot, and that won't go. For Metlakatla, Brian Hayward, Chris Booth, Sid Brindable, Apollo Marsden, Cliff Guthrie, Jay Scudero, John Marsden, and Dan Marsden. As Metlakatla loses the ball out of bounds in the far corner, I think, they're going to say it came off of Met. No, it came off of, yeah, it did come off of Metlakatla. Okay, a little back and forth there as each guy thought they were going to bring it in. So it'll be Cluck 1's ball in, and long three-pointer from the right side by Ganey. Ganey's shot hits the back of the rim, goes high in the air, and falls over the backside of the backboard. Now a long full court pass for Metlakatla. Oh, and he just made it so easy. Thought it was just a bunny and missed the shot as he was wide open down there for Metlakatla. Paulo Marzen got the full court pass, missed the bunny, shook his head, and now Tyler Healy comes down and breaks another pass up that was full court intended for Marston. Healy for Cluckwell, and a very nice speedster. And he actually breaks up the play. And so on the recovery attempt, it was Matt Licata to knock it out of bounds. So it'll be Cluckwell ball in, and they'll go into Healy. And they move it down right side. And all that effort paid off for Tyler Healy as he gets 2 points off the glass. Now it's 42-35. And Cluckwell cuts the lead to 7. They were down by 14. Back we go the other way, Metlakatla's direction, left to right here at the gym, heading into the foyer, away from Glacier Avenue. And Scudero will be underneath, and he's just going to bull his way around. He might cause a whistle and a foul, or he might get the charge, and yes, he did. So Scudero, as big as he is, he gets a charging foul, and that'll be his first foul as he went against Jesse McGraw. That gives the ball over to Cluckwell. Cluckwell's going to move it down. They go to Jacob Hotch in the left-hand corner. Shot from the far corner up and misses. Little short, unusual for Hotch to miss by that far. Back we go, and down in the left corner this time. Shots up and in and good for Cluckwell. 45-38, back the other direction we go. So now, Cluckwell back within 7. We go down Metlakatla direction. Hayward, left side at the baseline of the lane. He'll put it up, no good. Healy gets the rebound. Healy to Jacob Hotch. Hotch on the right-hand dribble, holds up at midcourt. Now a little shovel pass underneath on the far side over to Healy. Underneath to McGraw. Back out top of the key. Hotch puts up a three-pointer, no good. Jesse McGraw with the rebound. Back over to Strickler, and Strickler throws it away. He was trying to do a quick right-hand hook shot pass over in the corner, but it missed the intended mark and out of bounds, and it's 45-38. Cluckwell back within 7 as Metlakatla will bring in the ball in backcourt. Substitutions for Cluckwell is going to sit down is number 22. That is Brian Combs. Coming back in is Strickler. Willie Hayward, or not Willie Hayward, but Chris Booth has the ball on the right side for Metlakatla. We were tied twice earlier in the game at 7 and 11, and that was it. After that, Metlakatla hung on to the lead. Now stolen by Healy for Cluckwell. He's going to go all the way down, lay it up right over the top of defender Clifton Guthrie. And so Healy gets 2. Well, I told you that Cluckwell wasn't going to be out of this one, and now they're down within 5 points of Metlakatla. 45-40 here in the third quarter. Coming back the other direction will be Hayward. Hayward, oh, and he throws it right into the hands of Ganey. Ganey, long pass underneath, a little reverse layup, up, in, and good. And a Strickler-Healy combination. And it's now 45-42, a three-point lead. Metlakatla has lost 11-point spread here in turnovers in the third quarter. It'll be Chris Booth on the near side, working it in, underneath. Turnaround jumper up by Apollo Marzen, misses. Rebound cleared off by Cluckwell. And now Scudero all over the back of Jacob Hotch. No whistle. Maybe there is. Let's see what the time. Oh, we got a timeout on the floor on a loose ball. They did not call the foul, I don't think. We'll take a 30-second break and come back. 45-42. We are back with a tight game, and we got a 30-second timeout on the floor.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
The month of March is filled with racing everything on wheels. Napa Auto Parts is also the proud sponsor of many race teams, including Chase Elliott in NASCAR, Alexander Rossi in IndyCar, Brad Sweet in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car, Austin Herzog in ARCA West, and of course, Ron Capps in the NHRA Funny Car. Napa knows how to keep these vehicles running strong, so stop by Napa Glacier Auto Parts and see what we can do to help keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Napa Glacier Auto Parts, nationally known, family owned, and locally trusted.
Napa know-how.
Now back to more play-by-play action from the Alaska Airlines Club 49 studio on KINY.
Jacob Hotch will receive the inbounds pass after the timeout. He comes over in the left-hand high post, jumps it up, and in and out. No good. Rebound cleared off by Metlakatla. They were up by 14. They're now up by 3, 45-42. As coming across the timeline on the left side is number 14, Clifton Guthrie, and he just puts Jacob Hotch to the ground with a shoulder as he continues to dribble past him. No whistle on the play. Another attempted shot by Metlakatla misses, and rebound goes over to Tyler Healy. Back to Ganey, to Healy. Healy puts it up. He ends up on the ground, scuffling over the rebound. Both teams, we're going to have a jump ball as the officials are letting this one go. They're letting a lot of things go by without blowing that whistle. And these guys are tussling it out. Alternate possession gives it back to Klukwan under their own bucket. We're down to 5 minutes in the third quarter, 45-42. Klukwan could be right back in this one. They haven't been this close since way back in the early part of the game when we were tied at 11 in the first, 3 minutes. Couple substitutions as Scudero goes to sit down. I'll pick up who came in for him for Metlakatla. Bounce pass into Jacob Hodge for Klukwan on their own end of the gym. They're down by three. Jacob driving dry in the lane. He's going to give it back out as he goes over to number 32, Cody Hodge. Cody turns over to pass it off to that was number 40, Stewart DeWitt. And Stewart went left. The ball went right, and they throw it away. That was an opportunity for Klukwan. So Metlakatla will bring it back in on the backcourt near side as inbounds pass goes in from Chris Booth and then right back to him as he brings it down the court. He'll go across the court on the far side at half-court mark. Now he comes around, and in is Sid Brindable, who just came in for Scudero. Now down on the baseline to Hayward. Back out to Guthrie. Guthrie. Near side, thinks about three. Jacob Hotch there to stop him. He goes around Hotch, and he'll jump one up for 14. That's in, and it's good. Now the lead's back to 5, 47-42 for Metlakatla. Back will go down the other direction, a reverse layup. Nice shot. Up and in for Klukwan as they cut the lead back to 3. That one put up by Cody Hotch as he got the pass from number 50. Kent Larson just in the game for Klukwan. Now we'll come the other direction as Metlakatla will work it down. Dribbling around Jacob Hotch on the left side is Guthrie. Guthrie jumps it up from 12. Won't go. Rebound goes over to Klukwan. Stewart DeWitt, long three. Right side. Right-handed shot. Left side. That was up, and it's good. Stewart gets his second shot of the ball game here in the third quarter. He's got two threes. And guess what, folks? We got a brand spanking new ball game coming your way. We're all tied up at 47. Now we go down, and Hayward gets the ball in the lane for Metlakatla. Puts the shot up, won't go, gets his own rebound, pushes off, and pushes it up again, and they whistle foul. And so Brian Hayward will go to the free throw line. He's been held to 4 points in this ball game. He had two in the first quarter, two in the second. We're tied at 47. First shot's up, and tiebreaker's in and good. And it's 48-47. He'll shoot for his second. That's our fourth lead change of the ball game. The other three came back in the early minutes of the first quarter. Other than that, Metlakatla has controlled the ball entire game up until now. Hayward will set for his second from the charity stripe. Rims around, fetches the front, drops in. It's good. Now it's 49-47. Klukwan will come down court. They're going to work it down the left corner. DeWitt, who just hit a three, shoots another one up quickly as he gets a pass down in the left corner. His shot misses. Strickler picks up the rebound on the far side. He'll give off to number 32, Cody Hotch, who tries a three from the right side baseline. Rebound's cleared off by Metlakatla. I think we have a foul, and yes, we do. That'll be foul number 2 on Kent Larson for Klukwan, so that'll turn it over to Metlakatla as we near the 2.5-minute mark, and Met, with a 2-point lead, will come down court, going left to right here as we switch at halftime. 49-47. They are up in loser-out competition. Down in the far corner, Cody Booth gets defended by McGraw. Back out, he'll go now. Gives off to Marsden. Marsden down, puts it up to Hayward. No good. Hayward's shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Strickler. And I think we got an alarm going off here. Stop the play. Stops everything. I think it's a fire alarm. I wonder if they'll end up clearing the gym. And you know what? I think they're going to. Well, if one more thing major could go wrong in this tournament, I'd be surprised. We've already had a couple. I'm just going to hang here. Cliff Dumas back on the board is waiting, and I'll let you know Cliff, I actually think we're going to have to clear the gym with the fire alarms going off here at the George Houston Gymnasium. So we will be talking on the cell phone, and I'll let you know what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Gold Medal Basketball. We are at the George Houston Gym at Juno Douglas High School in the middle of a game. 49-42, Metlakatla is up by two over Klukwan in C competition. I'm going to leave all that with you now, and we're going to leave for an unexpected, probably very long timeout with a fire alarm going off. Back to KINY 800 AM and 94.9 FM.
Play-by-play action on KINY, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, continues in a moment.
Another way is we're right back in, and down we go, Klukwan direction. Bounce pass from Jacob Hawks right at midcourt as he goes off to Tyler Healy, and Healy gets two, and it's 51-51. We're back in for our fourth tie of the ball game. Long break as we had a fire extinguisher. Not fire extinguisher. We had a fire alarm go off in the gym at the high school here. And Metlakatla with the ball. They're going to shoot off the left side. Nice shot up, and that one is put in by Metlakatla from three-point land. It's 54-51. Well, I think that's Hayward. As I try and get myself sorted and back into organized situation here up on the booth. So, yep, it is Brian Hayward who gets his first three. 54-51, Metlakatla, who led most of the last two quarters, gets a three. Then shot is missed by, God, my phones are going off like crazy up here. We'll tell you what happened in a minute, folks. Please quit calling me. Back we go the other direction to Klukwan, and a whistle and a foul as Scudero brought it down. So we had 2 points scored by each team as we came back in. We were at 49-47 when the fire alarm went off. Now, then it was 51-49, and then 3 points scored, and it's 54-51, Klukwan, and now another one put up by Scudero at the free throw line. And so Jace has his first points of the third quarter, and it's 55-51, four-point lead, and he'll put another one up. Now it's 56-51, and a five-point lead as we're down to 35 seconds of the third quarter. Back we go, Klukwan direction. Oh, my goodness, and Stuart DeWitt is going to just nail a three-pointer from the top of the key. 56-54 as they're back within two. And now we go down the other direction as we near the buzzer. Metlakatla with the ball and with a two-point lead. Still going the far corner. Now the give and go up the lane on the left side. Put up and in, and that's another two for Metlakatla. Nice shot by number 14, Guthrie. Guthrie gets his 6 point. There's the buzzer, and I'm going to keep it right here as we'll recap what happened. So we were in here, took a break. In case you wondered why we were gone when you came to listen, the fire alarms went off in the gym. And I want to just say something. I'm going to take an opportunity right now. There was absolute mass confusion in this gymnasium. First of all, the players, and I was talking to Strickler outside, he said he thought it was one of the referees because he stepped out of bounds, and then he said he realized that it was the fire alarm going off. So then the announcement was made for everybody to leave, and then someone made an announcement not to leave, to come back in. So you had people that had gone out. Now they're turning around, coming back in. Then somebody from the school came and got on the PA system, and they announced that everybody has to leave. Absolute mass confusion. This is where drills come in handy, because there's so few times that things like this happen that nobody really knows what to do. I would do a comparison, because we have so much time out on the water, so many people, commercial fishing, you know, individuals out there. There's same kind of confusion happens in a situation where you are out on the water, and that's why they do drills on boats, on commercial boats, on tour boats and everything else. So think about it for your type of business, wherever you are. What would you do if a fire alarm went off? Now we're going to go back and start the first quarter with Metlakatla, 58-54, a four-point lead over Klukwan. This is loser out competition. It's our fourth game of today, Thursday, the fifth day in the gold medal tournament. And a shot by Klukwan misses. We'll go back down Metlakatla direction. They're going to work it down into the right-hand baseline. Looking to shoot is Guthrie. Now he passes into Hayward as he can't get the shot off. Hayward, a turnaround jumper, won't go. Underneath Scudero from the left side. He puts it up, won't go. Guthrie gets the outlet on the far side, gives back to Scudero. Scudero shoots one up from three. His shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Healy now. Healy will come down, and he's going to give it to number 32, Kobe Hotch, who's going to drive in between two defenders in the lane. Metlakatla had guys on either side of him. He drives through, and if they were, I don't know if they're going to call a foul or not. We have a foul up there on number 13, Marsden. I think he got his second, actually his third. So they did call a foul on Marsden. So it'll be Cluck one ball back in. It'll be Stewart DeWitt on the left side. Stewart thinking about three, won't take it. Strickler fakes a three from the left side, then drives the lane, puts it up, a little fadeaway jumper from eight. His shot misses. Daniel can't get the rebound. It'll come back over. It'll go to Metlakatla. They come down, putting it up. It's going to be Guthrie. His shot misses. Now we go Cluck one direction. Tyler Healy. Healy comes around, gives it to Stewart. Stewart does try the three, this time from the left side. Shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Metlakatla. Driving down and almost losing the ball, picking it up and throwing it off. Having that, chasing it down was Booth. Booth gives it off to Guthrie. Ball's knocked away out of bounds. Let me see where it went. There it is. Looks like it's going to be Metlakatla's ball in under their own bucket. We're into the fourth quarter, 58-54. Metlakatla up by four. Shot up, hits the backboard. Comes back, still in play. Now it's finally knocked away. Comes off of Metlakatla. And Cluckwan will bring it in backcourt. So it will be number 40, Stewart DeWitt, to inbound it for Cluckwan as he goes into Jacob Hotch. Hotch, you know, I knew that Cluckwan had a really hot comeback, but I didn't think it set off the fire alarm. They were down by 14. They came back and tied it up at 51. Now we go the other direction. As a shot by Cluckwan misses and cleared off by Metlakatla. Scudero, one-handed pass on the near side. He gives it over to Marsden. Marsden right side, works it in. Along the lane, Guthrie tries to shoot. Now he does get a shot off. That one misses. Rebound cleared off by Cluckwan. So now we go back and forth several times with no score. Healy will drive down on the left baseline. Shovel pass back out as he gets off to Kobe Hotch. Cody's shot misses. Rebound cleared off by Hayward for Metlakatla. 58-54. Down to 7 minutes and a bit here in the fourth quarter. Across the timeline. Going across the left ways. Guthrie down in the corner. Tipped away out of bounds off of DeWitt. So Scudero will throw it in for Cluckwan. Coming back in is Jesse McGraw for Cluckwan. Going to set on number 32 is Cody Hotch. Hayward with the ball for Metlakatla. Turnaround jumper from the left side. No good. Healy clears off the rebound. Gives to McGraw. McGraw was looking where he got the ball from, and then he turns to dribble and ran right into one of the Metlakatla defenders. Lost the ball. They didn't call a foul. McGraw couldn't recover the ball, and Apollo Marsden comes down. He gets 2 points on the turnover by McGraw. So it's 60-54 now. Metlakatla back up by six, and then a whistle and a foul, and that's going to go against number one, Brian Hayward, who gets his first foul. So Cluckwan will bring it in under their own bucket. They'll come in, and Jacob Hotch tries a long three from the left side. That one won't go. Follows his shot. Gets his own rebound. Reverse layup. Up off the glass. No good. He ends up on the floor. Metlakatla ends up with the ball. Scudero at midcourt takes the outlet pass. He'll come down, drives in the lane, passes over on the far side. Comes over, and then he gets the pass right back. And Scudero goes from left to right, gets himself set. They know he's hot, so they give him the ball, and it's 63-54. And all of a sudden, oh, my goodness, and before I can even finish that, we go the other direction, and Stewart DeWitt answers with another three from the right side. So it's 63-57 with back-to-back threes. Just like that, Metlakatla still with the lead. Cluck one was down by 14 in the third quarter. They came back and tied it at 51. Now Metlakatla back up by six, 63-57, and they have the ball. They'll work it out. Long three left side. That one's going to fall short by Marsden. Cleared off by Metlakatla, or by Cluckwan, and then they throw it away, a bad pass by Gainey, and Scudero is going to shoot another three, and that one's good. Chase Scudero has got the range. I'll guarantee you, they're just going to keep giving him the ball. 66-57. Metlakatla up by nine. DeWitt tries a three from the left side. That one rims around from the baseline. Almost good. That would have been ironic. Back-to-back threes twice. And we got a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break in the action. 66-57. Clock one trailing by nine. We're going to take a 60-second break. Back in 1 minute.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49. With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
All right, down to just under 6 minutes here in the game, 66-57, loser out, gold medal action coming your way, and C competition between Cluck One and Metlakatla. Metlakatla with a 66-57 lead. They called for a 60-second timeout, but they cut those very short. It wasn't even hardly a half a minute. Then it took a couple minutes for everybody to get set, and the outlet pass will go into Metlakatla, who gets the ball after the timeout. It'll go to Scudero at midcourt. Gives off to Hayward. Hayward down in the right corner is going to give off to Guthrie. Guthrie on the left-hand dribble. Back to Scudero. Long three, and that's up, and it's good. And I told you exactly what they were going to do. When Scudero gets hot, Metlakatla is going to let him shoot. And he puts up another three. That's three of them in a row. 69-57. Only one of them answered, and that was by DeWitt, who put up a three to answer his first one. So now a 12-point lead as we go the other direction. Cluckwan with the ball, and there's going to be a whistle foul. And I think Jacob Hotch was trying to shoot. He'll go to the line. That foul will go against Metlakatla. So Jacob Hotch has not shot a free throw yet, and they've kept him quiet. He had two threes in the first quarter, has not scored since then. Right-hand shooter. He's got a dozen points to try and start chipping away at. The first one's up, misses, and that won't do it. So he'll shoot for his second with 4 minutes and 38 seconds left to play in the ball game. Loser out competition here in gold medal. Next one up by Hotch. That one's going to hang on the rim, and it just won't go. And Jesse McGraw gets the rebound. McGraw goes in the right-hand corner to Healy. Healy, a fake to the right, now goes to the left, jumps it up, misses the rim, off the glass, rebound, Metlakatla, Scudero near side, puts it up. Oh, and that one's way off. That one was way off. After he nails three from the other side, three in a row, and rebound goes to Cluck One. And Jacob Hotch loses it away out of bounds. Oh, it'll go back to Metlakatla, and Scudero will inbound it. He'll come into Guthrie. Guthrie will bring it down. Guthrie comes to the right. Scudero will go to the left. Out to meet him at midcourt is Daniel Strickler. Strickler for Cluck One, trying to defend against Guthrie. Follows him around, all the way around to the right side. Pass inside to Hayward. Hayward can't do a hook shot, so he'll bring it back out top of the key. Back in now is number 20, and that's John Marsden. Hasn't seen much play. Back into Scudero in the paint, double-teamed. Drives around, baseline, inside, big guy. He just shoves around in there. Finally gets it up and off, and I think he'll be fouled. Nope, they're going to call a travel. Or a foul away from the ball. I'm not sure which. Let's see what goes up on the board. It's Cluckwan's ball in backcourt, and John Marsden gets his second foul. So Jacob Hotch will set it up for Cluckwan. Healy comes out to relieve. He's going to shoot a three. Ribs around, in and out. He gets his own rebound, top of the key, drives the lane, jump pass back. That was intended. Well, I don't know who he thought he was going to give it to. He was off balance, and he knew he couldn't shoot, but it goes right in the hands of Metlakatla. So they'll come down. Guthrie at midcourt gets double-teamed by Strickler and Michael Gainey. Back to Hayward, rear, right side. nearing the five-minute mark of this fourth quarter, 69-57, 12-point lead by Metlakatla over Cluck One. Ganey on the far side trying to defend Scudero. Scudero's got time for a three, puts it up left side. That one misses. He had three in a row that he made. Now he's missed two. Rebound off for Cluck One. Ganey's going to shoot three. No, he won't. He'll pass it on the far side to McGraw. McGraw will shoot three. Over on the far side, Jesse McGraw gets only his second bucket of the ball game. He had a two in the second quarter. He's now got five, 69-60. 9-point lead by Metlakatla. Metlakatla calls a timeout on the floor. It's going to be a 30. We'll be back in a half a minute.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment. Live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
With longer days and more daylight, it's time to stop daydreaming about spring and start planning for it. Think about repowering your boat now to be ready for Spring Kings. Carl's Auto and Marine has Honda and Suzuki outboards ranging from 2.3 to 350 horsepower, including the new Honda BF350 V8. Financing APRs as low as 4.99% OAC. Learn how Carl's can repower to your needs or just get your boat ready for the water. Carl's Auto and Marine on Camden, just off Industrial.
Now, back to gold medal basketball on KINY, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Okay, welcome back to the George Houston Gym. The Metlakatla will inbound it after the timeout. Back in the third quarter when Cluck One was down by 14, I said, don't count them out. They could come back in a heartbeat, and they did, and they tied it at 51. Now they're down by 9, 69-60. And all you folks that have followed gold medal and know these ball players know that that same thing could happen again as Metlakatla misses a layup on the right side and Strickley gets a rebound for Cluck One. He's going to come down and pass it on the left side to Jesse McGraw, who nailed a three from the right side. Now he turns around and nails one from the left side. So McGraw has a pair of threes, and we got a six-point ball game, 69-63, as we near the two-minute mark of the ball game. Back we'll go with Metlakatla. They want to protect that six-point lead. Coming out is going to be Booth to get the outlet pass at midcourt as Hayward is double-teamed over there. Then we go to Marzen. Marzen back to Guthrie. Guthrie being defended by Strickler. Comes now, dribbles right, goes left in the lane, zigzags back and forth on the right side. Won't shoot, gives off to Guthrie down on the baseline, drives in the lane, jump passes back outside, long three, left side, up and nothing but net on the far side for Metlakatla. 72-63, back up by nine. That bucket goes over to number 10, Sid Brindable, who's back in. He got a three in the second quarter and another one now, so he's got 6 points. And at 72-63, as we are down to a minute and 10 seconds, I believe. Can't quite see the second part of the clock over there across the way. But less than 2 minutes, and here comes Metlakatla as Guthrie or Booth brings it down. And it's passed, intended over for Brindable, but it's stolen away by Cluck One, and Jesse McGraw will bring it down. He just nailed two threes, sets on the left side, puts this one up. It's going to be short. Hayward goes for the rebound, reaching over was Jacob Hotch. Ball's knocked away out of bounds. I don't know if they're going to call it just an out-of-bounds play or they're not giving the foul to Hotch. So it will be an out-of-bounds play, and Metlakatla will bring it in as Hotch was the last one to touch it. Now Metlakatla loses it. Les Healy got a hand in there. He was trying to defend. So Metlakatla will bring it in. We're down to a minute and 10 now is exactly what's on the clock. Scudero at midcourt, off to Hayward as they break the timeline. Comes down, they're going left to right here at the gym. 72-63, Metlakatla with the lead. And it's going to be Strickler to stop the clock as he will foul Hayward. So 56 seconds left. Well, I would say now that probably Cluck One is not going to pull this one out. They gave it an honest effort. People were kidding about how hot they got in the third quarter. It set off the fire alarm at the gym, which is almost what I was going to say, but I wasn't going to be smart because I didn't know if it was really a fire or not. Back we go with an inbounds pass, and it'll be Guthrie for Metlakatla. And let's see, we've only got two fouls for Klukwan and three for Matt Lakatla. So fouls will simply take the ball out of bounds. Okay, on the far side, it's going to be Matt Lakatla to inbound it. They'll come over to Guthrie. Guthrie midcourt has Jesse McGraw and Strickler tying him up. So that's going to be the second foul on Strickler. He got two in a row. Outlet pass in. Now this time it'll be number 32 to get the foul. That's going to be Cody Hodges. He gets his first. That stops the clock again. And this time, with five fouls against Klukwan, Matt Lakatla will go to the free throw line. So now Hayward and Strickler having a little chat and a little five for five. So Hayward, Brian will go to the line, puts up the first shot. It's in and it's good. And there's a 10-point spread. He's now 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. He's got a total of 10 points in the ball game, 73-63. So you could say he owns the lead here for Matt Lakatla. And he can continue to own if he puts this one up and it rims around, it won't go. They're still up by 10. He goes 1 for 2 on this trip. And rebound cleared off at midcourt, picked up by Matt Lakatla. Down to 45 seconds. Jesse McGraw, Michael Ganey. Ganey comes over. He'll foul Chris Booth to stop the clock. So Booth will go to the line. 73-63, so it looks like Matt Lakatla will knock Klukwan out of this C-bracket competition for the tournament. And our next game coming up your way was supposed to be on at 2:30. It's right now 2:30, a couple minutes past, and we're delayed because of the fire alarm going off here at the high school. They had to clear the gym, put everybody outside. Capital City Fire and Rescue showed up here. I heard rumors floating around on the street. Oh, it was smoke from the popcorn machine. So we have no idea what set it off. First shot up from the free throw line. Misses. Next one's up. That one misses as well, but a nice conversion by Hayward. So Brian will get two more points here, and it's now 75-63, down to 30 seconds. Clock on with the ball. Tyler Healy on the far side. He's going to be fouled. Only three team fouls against Matt Lakatla, so Healy will bring it in down to 25 seconds. Bounce pass in the right corner. McGraw works it in underneath, and it's knocked away and turnover back over to Matt Lakatla. So there, and Jacob Hodge steals it right back. Long three, left side, up in, air ball, conversion underneath, and give 2 points towards the end of the game, the number 32, Cody Hodge. So he's got two in each quarter for a total of eight. We're down to 6 seconds. 75-65, Matt Lakatla owns a 10-point lead, and they're going to own the win, and Klukwan will be sitting in the bleachers watching the rest of the gold medal basketball tournament. That's going to be it. We'll take a break in the action. I'll be back in a minute and a half as we'll do a quick recap, and we'll come back and get ready for game number four. It's B competition coming your way next over KINY. Haynes against Angoon. That also loser out competition. Once again, our final score, Matt Lakatla 75, Klukwan out of the tournament with 65, back in 90 seconds.
Gold medal basketball will continue in a moment, live from our play-by-play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49.
Spring has sprung, and Western Auto Marine is ready. Rain gear, extra tufts, and all the stay dry, stay warm gear is right upstairs at Western Auto Marine. If you're getting the boat ready, come check out the latest from Lowrance. And don't forget to pick off the boat and trailer goodies for another year of safe fishing. The rod and reel combinations are ready for you, too. And for your pup, check out the new pet blankets in gobs of colors. Western Auto Marine Grants Plaza. What you need, when you need it.
Attention all shoppers. Duck Creek Market is your ultimate convenience destination. Whether you're stocking up on beers, wines, liquor, or grabbing everyday staples like eggs, buns, sandwich meats, ice, and sodas, they've got it all. Why stress over multiple stops? Duck Creek Market is your one-stop shop located on Stephen Richards Drive. Swing on by and pick up your essentials on your way home. Duck Creek Market, the most convenience store in the heart of the valley.
Now, back to more play-by-play action powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49 on KINY.
All right. Welcome back. For a quick post-game recap, Mike Clasby from the George Houston Gym at Juno Douglas High School. So our third game of eight games today, as Klukwan is knocked out of the tournament by Metlakatla. Individual scoring for Klukwan went like this as they wrapped up the season. 7 points go to Daniel Strickler. Jacob Hotch had six. Daniel Clonat did not play. Stuart DeWitt ended up with 12. That was on four threes. Jesse McGraw picked up eight, two threes and a two. Michael Ganey held to 7 points. Cody Hotch had eight. And let's see, the next was Kent Larson picked up two in the first quarter, and Tyler Healy had 12 to tie for high score man for Klukwan, along with Stuart DeWitt, each of them having 12 points. For Metlakatla, winning this one, Brian Hayward had a total of 12 points. 5 points went to Chris Booth, 6 points to Sid Brendable, and Apollo Marzen contributed nine. 19 points to Clifton Guthrie, make him the high point man for this ballgame. Clifton Guthrie had 19. Jace Scudero had 21, and he had a total of five threes, a pair of twos, and he was two for two at the line. Marzen was in but did not score, and that's it. Our quarter scores, it was 21-13 at the end of the first quarter with Metlakatla in the lead. Halftime, it was 42-31 Metlakatla. I didn't write down the third quarter score. We had the fire drill that broke us up. And the final score, 75-65. That's going to do it. We'll be back in like 5 or 6 minutes to bring you the next game up. B competition, loser out. It'll be Haynes against Angoon. Mike Clasby for gold medal action from Juneau Douglas Gym. Now back to KINY.
You've been listening to Gold Medal Basketball, live from the KINY Play-by-Play booth, powered by Alaska Airlines Club 49, the only free travel benefits program designed just for Alaskans. Don't miss a moment. Download the Gold Medal Basketball podcast at KINYradio.com and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.